The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Thank you and welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. And for this hour, we're going to do something a little unusual. We usually talk about current events from a biblical perspective, but occasionally I love just to sit down with you folks and have an old-fashioned Bible study. I'd like to do that this hour, all right? And you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about hunger. I want to take you to Matthew chapter 5. Now, I realize most of you are probably in your car or whatever. If you have access to a Bible, grab it and turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. And allow me, as just an introduction, to read a few verses from Matthew chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he, speaking of Jesus, went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now, that's the introduction. This is the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. This is Jesus laying out the constitution and bylaws of his kingdom. But today, for this hour, I want us to focus on verse 6. It says, Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The first thing I'd like for you to see is the promise here. Jesus makes a specific promise. He says, Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. That's the promise. Now, everybody wants a blessing, don't they? Everybody wants to be blessed. I grew up in a Bible-believing church in Southern California, and we often would have testimony meetings where people would share your blessings. I remember vividly the pastor standing up and saying, Who would like to share a blessing tonight? And people would start sharing the blessings of God. Often you'll turn on the TV evangelists, and the evangelist will say, Come and get your blessings. And, of course, he wants you to send some money, you know. Get your blessing. And it's interesting because we are usually much more interested in receiving a blessing than being a blessing. But here, Jesus makes a very specific promise. He says, I will bless this type of person. I will bless these people. Jesus makes an ironclad promise. Do you need to be blessed today? Do you need a blessing? Well, maybe that's why you're listening to the program today, because Jesus has made a promise. Blessed are they. Which leads me to the second point, and that's the people. We have the promise, but who is the promise given to? It says, blessed are they. Now, isn't that interesting? Blessed are they. Well, who? Is this men, women, the old, the young, the tall, the short, the slim, the heavy? It doesn't say. And that's one of the beautiful things about this promise. It is open-ended. He promises that he will bless anyone who meets this requirement. The educated, the uneducated, the young, the old, anyone who will meet the requirement will be blessed. I don't know about you, but I kind of find that exciting. That means that if I meet the requirements that Jesus lays out here in Matthew chapter 5, I can be blessed by the God of the universe. I can be blessed by Jesus. Blessed are they. So often we think that we have to meet this requirement and that requirement to be used of God. And folks, one of the most important lessons I've ever learned in my Christian life is that God is willing to use anyone who is willing to come and meet the requirements that God gives in his word. And it's fascinating when you study the people of the Bible, the people that God uses. I don't know whether you've thought about this, but God through the centuries has used some weird, weird people. Have you ever read the life story of Jeremiah? That was one weird dude. And Isaiah was strange as well. And then, of course, there's Jacob. His very name meant that he was a deceiver. Abraham. Well, just ask Abraham's wife. How weird. And well, ask Sarah, Abraham's wife, if Abraham could occasionally be a real jerk. And he could. And then, of course, you come to the New Testament, you have Peter. You know, I mean, Peter was characterized before the resurrection by sticking his foot in his mouth and making outlandish promises that he couldn't keep. Oh, and not only that, he was known for denying Jesus. Remember that? I'd rather die for you than deny you. Yeah, Peter, not going to be long before you hear the rooster crowing. And it was not long before Peter was saying, I never heard of the blankety-blank so-and-so. To do character studies of the people of Scripture is an incredible blessing in and of itself. He chooses all kinds of people with all kinds of personalities. And today, he uses the educated and the uneducated. He uses all ethnic groups. He uses all races. God is ready and willing to use anyone who will come and meet the requirements laid out in Scripture. And in this case, Jesus said, blessed are they. Totally open-ended. Do you really need to be blessed by God today? Well, I don't know about you, but I certainly do. And you know what? It is not wrong to desire a blessing. In fact, you would be completely abnormal if you didn't want to be blessed. So we have the promise here in Matthew chapter 5 that he will bless. Well, who? The people. Well, it's open-ended. Well, what is the premise of this promise? Glad you asked. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Well, if you were listening earlier, you know that we're doing kind of an old-fashioned Bible study in this 5 o'clock hour. And if you just tuned in, well, we're in Matthew chapter 5. We're looking at the Beatitudes, but we're pulling one of these Beatitudes specifically. Verse 6 of Matthew chapter 5, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." We have looked at the promise, blessed. We've looked at the people. It's open-ended. He will bless anyone who meets the requirements, which brings us to the third thing I want you to see here. The premise. What is the requirement for receiving this blessing? Well, it says, "Blessed are they," you ready, "which do hunger and thirst after righteousness." There are few impulses stronger to the human being than hunger and thirst. I know you've thought about this. Hunger and thirst will cause ordinary people to do extraordinary things. One of my favorite portions of Scripture is 2 Kings chapter 6. In 2 Kings chapter 6, the city of Samaria, where God's people are living, has been surrounded by their arch enemies, the Syrians. And the Syrians have laid siege to the city. Now, most of you know what that means, but let me explain. Most of the cities in Bible times were walled cities. The only way in and out was 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 gates. And you couldn't get in, you couldn't get out unless you went through these gates. Now, that was for defense. If an army came, they would have to scale the walls. And, of course, they had archers up on top of the walls. It was for defense. Now, the real weakness with that is that the army was long enough and large enough and strong enough, they could surround the city, block the gates, and so they would not let anybody in or out, and they would just simply wait out the people inside until they ran out of food. Obviously, these cities would have quite a bit of food stored, but they didn't have an infinite amount. And so they would just wait until they starved the people. Well, that's what's happening in 2 Kings chapter 6. And it's a bizarre thing. And I want you to look it up yourself because you may think I'm making this up. But the hunger grew so great inside the city that they started eating the filthy droppings of birds. And it got so bad that two women made a deal with each other that they would boil one of the women's children and eat that child, and then they would boil the other woman's child and eat that child. In other words, not only was it cannibalism, it was cannibalism of their own children. Now, that's deeply shocking to us. But that was the result of intense, intense hunger. Check it out, 2 Kings chapter 6, and look specifically at verses 28 to 30. The Bible has a lot to say about hunger. I think of Isaiah chapter 55, and let me read just a couple of verses in Isaiah 55. "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight in fatness." So the hunger here in Matthew chapter 5 is the same kind of hunger that is encouraged back in Isaiah chapter 55. Not for stuff, not for things that can be bought with money, but a hunger for righteousness. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. But I want you to notice, it is not just being hungry. It means literally being starved. I think of the story of the prodigal son over in Luke chapter 15. All of you are familiar with that story, I'm sure. He takes his inheritance, he runs off and goes into a far country, and he lives the party life. He turns into a party animal. And if you look carefully in verse 14 of Luke 15, it says that he began to suffer want. He began to get just a little bit. He ran out of money, and he began to suffer want. I thought, man, I'm getting hungry, and I've spent all my money. But then if you read further in verses 15 through 18, this young Jewish boy is not just hungry. He becomes starved, and he does the unthinkable. Now, most of you know what Jews think about pigs. Now, Jews today don't eat pork, but in Bible times, they were cursed, they were vile, they were evil. You would never, ever, ever think of even having anything to do with pigs. Well, not only does the prodigal son have something to do with pigs, he goes down and starts rooting around in the stuff that had been thrown. I mean, you know what pigs eat? It's the slop. This young man becomes so desperately hungry that not only does he go hang around with the pigs, he starts rooting around, desiring what they have to eat. Well, that's the kind of hunger that is implied here in Matthew chapter 5. Extreme hunger and thirst. Obsessive kinds of hunger and thirst. I mean, I've read stories of just incredible things where, and I don't want to be gross, but I've read many stories where people have drank their own urine. And history is filled with instances, even a few here in America, where people resorted to cannibalism because they got so unbelievably hungry or thirsty. There are few desires in us that are more powerful than hunger and thirst. And that's what Jesus is saying. I will bless anyone who becomes obsessively hungry and thirsty, but after what? Righteousness. Now, he's not talking about religion. That's not what he's talking about. In fact, he deals with that a few verses later down in verse 20. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. What? Now, if you know anything about Bible times, there was nobody more religious than the scribes and the Pharisees. You could see them coming a mile off. They dressed differently. They talked differently. Their hair was different. Their beard was different. There was no way you could mistake a Pharisee. But Jesus is saying, I'm not talking about religion. He's not talking about religion, and he's certainly not talking about ritual. He's talking about people who have a hunger and a thirst for personal righteousness. Not keeping a dress code or a list of do's and don'ts. I remember a long time ago, we had a woman in the church that I pastored, and we lovingly and somewhat facetiously called her Little House on the Prairie. Yeah, she made sure that she and all 18 of her kids were dressed perfectly. Every single Sunday, every hair was in place. The kids were absolutely...
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.